was leaving on a tour, and my daughter was staying behind. And as a mom, that's pretty difficult to just leave your child, even though my husband is a great father. But there's something old in my brain that says your child's about to get eaten by wolves or something. And there's no wolves in my yard. But but anyway, I was riding around in my touring van, and the aux cable broke, so no streaming platforms were available, and I didn't have a CD player. So I was forced to listen to either sports ball radio or Top 40 Country. And at the same time, in my mind was paralleling these thoughts of, like, what if my daughter decides to do music as a career?
Right.
And, you know, and I was thinking, well, it's a beautiful life. It's unstable as hell. Some of the best friends I've ever made are because of my music relationships. I was like, yeah, she could see her doing this. And then I thought, what's the worst that could happen? And I was also listening to Top 40 Country. I was like, oh, shit, I've only heard one female artist or one woman artist in 22 songs, and I'd been making a list.
Right.
I said, well, that's going to be isolating, and who's she going to talk to? Will she have any friends? And if they do, are they allowed to be friends? Because they're competition and all this. And I was like, why isn't there more space for women in country music right now? Where did it go?
Right.
And then that's how that started. And then I started thinking as the tour went on, I was like, you know what? What would my heroes have done? They would have started a band all together and been friends and just like the Highwaymen, you know. I was like, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start a band called the Highwaymen.
All right.
And we're going to try and make positive change in country music, and not just country music, but, you know, within other work realms, because truly anybody can be a Highwayman, and there's tons of women within their fields that are, you know, like the only ones or
right.
having to compete in a different kind of atmosphere that's men heavy. And so I told Dave Cobb, the guy that produces me and Jason on a regular basis,
mm-hmm.
and he's the only person I told, because sometimes when you have an infant idea like that and you share it with somebody, that person that you share it with could be the person that squishes your idea or your dreams. So you have to be real careful with your dreams.
Right.
And he was, you know, he has a daughter, and he looked at me and said, that is a great idea. We've got to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And then a few days later, he was like, you should meet Brandy. And I was like, yeah, I'm just going to go meet Brandy. Hi, Brandy. I'm just going to show up at her house. And he's like, no, she's playing a show, and we were working on a record together. I'll take you and introduce you. I was like, you can take me, and then when I get there, I'll decide if I'm ready to meet her. And so we went, and she was right about to go on stage, and I had already, when I saw her, decided I was going to tell her. And this was the poorest timing of my life. And she was walking on stage. I said, hi, I'm Amanda Shires. I want to start a band with you called The High Women. And she looked at me and she said, that's interesting. Can we talk about this after the show? And I said, okay. And then I was embarrassed, so I left. And Dave gave her my number, and we started talking on the phone. And we started, you know, asking everybody we knew if they would, you know, be willing to participate in either songwriting, joining the band, you know, helping us with publicity, or, you know, everything we could think of. We started making lists, and eventually Dave put us with Natalie, with whom Brandy had already worked, and also Maren. And then Brandy called Maren, and Maren was playing on the Tonight Show or something in her dressing room, and she said, yeah. And then we called, you know, we just started calling everybody, and there's a lot of folks that said yes, but the timing didn't work out.
Right.
Because they were either releasing records or on tour. So there are more Highwaymen than pictured in that, in our first record. And our goal was we were going to, you know, play shows and have all of these other Highwaymen. You know, like, how cool would it have been to see Bonnie Raitt play the slide on a song and stuff like that?
Right.
But COVID happened, and so that kind of put that part on pause. But that's how the Highwaymen formed, and we're not done yet.